We close our program tonight with a dip into the rock and roll archives. Our story starts in 1978. Trumpeter Joe Caliserto was wrapping up his last rehearsal at Rising Sun Studios in New York City. The place was going out of business, and the owner told Caliserto to help himself to any of the recordings that were left behind.
Basically, he says, look, any crates of tapes that you want, you better take them now because you're going to wind up in a dumpster. So I took a milk crate full of tapes, basically to use to record over. When I got them back home, I noticed that some of them had Steve Stills written on the back.
When he played the tapes, this is some of what he heard.
Helplessly hoping her harlequin hovers nearby, awaiting a word.
These were the first demo recordings, musical pencil sketches really, that would later become works of art and huge hits for Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Only to trip at the sound of goodbye.
Joe Caliserto spent more than 25 years trying to get the original tapes back to Stephen Stills to no avail. Finally, a few years ago, he reached Stills' musical partner, Graham Nash.
When I handed it to him, he even asked me, he says, you realize you're holding a piece of rock and roll history here? And I said, yes, I do.
So you change partners. Time to change partners.
These early recordings of Stephen Stills came out this past week on a CD called Just Roll Tape, April 26, 1968. I spoke with Stephen Stills by telephone yesterday.
Had you forgotten about this recording completely, or
yeah,
did you have a copy?
I took a cassette and played for the guys once, I think, just to learn the songs, and then I lost the cassette, you know, eons ago. So, I mean, this was really a gift from the gods, and this guy is just a friend for life. He's got a friend for life for me, that's for sure.
How did you first find out that these tapes had resurfaced?
He got through to Graham, and Graham took them back to the studio. He didn't tell me. He put the tape on a machine, and the thing played straight off. And then he told me about it, and he said, you should put it out just like it is, because it's a really wonderful little snapshot into those times.
Remember what we've said and on. Oh, babe, have mercy.
So when you first heard these recordings, what was going through your mind? I mean, who is the Stephen Stills?
My goodness, they're everything so high. As Tony Bennett once advised me, to never be afraid to lower the key or use a teleprompter. There's some things that I still do the original key, but the suite, of course, isn't one of them. I mean, literally, that was, you know, it just sounded, I sounded so innocent.
On Sweet Judy Blue Eyes.
Mm. You know, like the middle part of the suite, I actually like it better the way it is on this little demo. And the do-do-do-do-do sent there because that was an afterthought in the studio. And that, of course, was the hook of the whole piece. That's the part that everybody remembers. I had the Bulgarian folk choir sing the do-do-do-do-doots to me when I was in Germany and they happened to be there. Isn't that hilarious?
What a memory.
Yeah, well, it's like they came and found me and surrounded me and sang this to me. It was like a big thrill because we used to listen to the Bulgarian folk choir because they do those seconds and all those atonal stuff, and it's like it's magnificent. And you really have to be able to sing to get that stuff in tune. And so they were kind of idols of ours. And so all these little bitty short ladies, you know, little ladies came and surrounded us, and they go, do, 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 do.
Do, 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 do.
Now, if I understand from what I read, you were actually in the studio that day with Judy Collins.
That's right. And she told me, don't stay in here all night now.
So she was there to record something, and you were just sort of a tag-along?
No, I was playing on the session. I was playing acoustic guitar.
Okay. And so you decide when that session is over that...
I just peeled off a couple of hundreds and said, would you stay with me? I've got to make these demos or I'm going to forget everything.
Now, you were here. You were recording with Judy Collins. Were you two still a couple at the time?
Well, a gentleman would never.
Because I have always listened to the song Judy Blue Eyes thinking that was a breakup song.
It was imminent. But, I mean, we were just a little too big for one house, you know. But we were having a grand old time. And I, of course, being the age I was completely head over heels.
Judy, when you're floating far away, babe, where do you go? Won't you please come back and tell me, 'cause I'd like to know.
In all of these recordings, is there one that surprised you a little bit when you heard it that you didn't necessarily remember it that way?
No, there were songs that I didn't remember, and some were completely awful, and those are the ones that they weren't songs yet. They were like amoeba, you know. And the Bumblebee song, which later turned into Carry On, or something, I don't know. I was really surprised by that. I maintained that popping groove all the way through the song. But then I was a drummer, so you know, I shouldn't be surprised.
Have you got a feeling bothering you like a bumblebee? I'll give you some room for breathing. Love you till you're fit to be tied. And can we go for a ride? Do you need a place to hide?
And the point of it is, I mean, you've got songs on here like Change Partners, Helplessly Hoping, Wooden Ships. I mean, this is like a peek into rock and roll archives at the beginning.
Yep. It is all of that. And it's just a startling discovery. It's like being on a dive and finding a gold sovereign or something.
Stephen Sills, his new CD, Just Roll Tape, April 26, 1968.
And that's actually just what I said. I said, set up all the microphones for the piano and the guitars and my voice and just roll tape.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. It's been a pleasure.
It's my pleasure. It's always a pleasure, Debbie.
Think I'll set my sails with the tide.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott.